And it kind of sounded in contrast to when people used to say, oh, he's a family man.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the 400th episode of the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, well, we are celebrating today our 400th episode.
Woo-hoo!
And I know when we're, you know, 400 doesn't sound like tons and tons. I mean, like, that's a lot of unique Walmart stays.
That's a lot of weeks, man.
That's a lot of weeks when you're just doing one a week.
That's like 8 years, dude.
It is 8 years. So congratulations. I just thought maybe that we'd talk, you know, maybe our time, because this, of course, we couldn't do it without dads. This is not just a Todd and Scott thing. And at one time, it was not just a Todd thing. It was a way to just gather dads. And I don't think we've ever really talked about how you got on the show and, you know, what, maybe they weren't here when you first started.
I think we have, but it's been a while.
Maybe we could reach into the vault and pull out a segment where Scott joins us for the first time. Do we have that?
We do.
Okay. Well, before we get there, let me just say, when I started Family Man Ministries, I had no idea what it was supposed to be. I didn't think, oh, I want to start a men's ministry so I can whatever. I just never even thought that way. I mean, I have guys who will approach me and they'll say, oh, Todd, I'm a 501c3 and I'm going to do a men's thing. And I'm like, well, what kind of men's thing? And they're like, I don't know, you know, but I've always thought it'd be fun to do a men's thing. And I'm a 501c3. So once I start having these donations roll in, I will. But I didn't think that way. I just thought, you know, I wanted to encourage dads because, you know, I was in the throes of being a dad. I had seen dads who, you know, were my age and maybe a little bit older, and they were spending their lives on things that just didn't seem like it really, really mattered very much, at the neglect of their kids. And sometimes I would watch like old biographies on, not even old ones, just current biographies, maybe on PBS, you know, on Sunday evening. And I would see these dads who are these famous people, you know, and they might have been like Andrew Carnegie or Henry Ford or even someone more, you know, Billy Graham. And the show was all about their success. And that's why it was fun to watch. And then they would often say at the end, you know, I really wasn't a very good dad. I mean, that was like, it always came back to that. And so we started this little thing. We didn't even know what the thing was. And we just called it Family Man Ministries. In fact, my wife was like, well, why Family Man? You know, it kind of sounds old fashioned maybe. And I liked that because I remember having breakfast every Tuesday with my good friend, Marshall Griswold. And I'm sure we talked about him over the years and remember when he died. And we would have these conversations, and he was a career guy. He spent his whole life in one place, NIPSCO, which is the Northern Indiana Power Supply Company or something like that. And he would say things like, he would be talking about somebody, he'd say, oh, he was a good company man. You know, he was a good company man. And to me, what he was saying was, this guy has given his life to the company. And it kind of sounded in contrast to when people used to say, oh, he's a family man. He's a family man, you know, or talk about being a family man. And so we decided we were going to do that. And we were doing some, you know, sending out newsletters once a week and to a little tiny list. And somewhere along the way, someone said, oh, you should have a podcast. And I'm like, what's a podcast? And so I looked into that, and there was no Scott Moore at that time. I don't even know if Scott was born, but he was just minding his own business. And so I did maybe for a couple years off and on, you know, and I had trouble being consistent with it. I mean, I remember my first episode, I think it was all static. It would just went, you know, the whole time because I didn't do it right. And I thought at one time I was going to do live podcasts, you know, it was pre-Facebook and you could do it through the service and that turned out terrible. And so it was just hit and miss every once in a while. And I guess 8 or 9 years ago, I put out a call that I was looking for somebody. And
well, there's a little bit before that, though.
Okay, go ahead, Scott. You tell the story. This is like telling a story with my wife.
Well, no, I met you.
That's good, Todd, but that's wrong.
No, you're right.
Okay.
I'll never do that. I don't want to be the wife.
Does your wife do that to you?
Absolutely.
I mean, just like I will be talking in front of 500 people. We'll do this little panel discussion thing where just my wife and I, and somebody will ask a question and I answer. And then my wife looks at, you know, sitting in her little chair and she goes, well, not really. And then she goes and adds to it. And I'm like,
the worst part about it is that my wife's always right in those situations because her memory is way better than mine. And
well, that's good. You're probably a better husband than I am. And I try not to be too offended. But go ahead. Tell us the rest of the story.
Well, there's just a little bit there where I met you at the homeschool convention in Cincinnati. And I said something about like, hey, if you ever want help with your podcast, I'd love to help out with that. I kind of am starting to dabble in that stuff and I listen to lots of podcasts and you totally blew me off. You're like, yeah, that's cool, whatever.
Well, and the rest of that story is I don't remember that, but lots of people ask me those kind of things, you right. know, all the time.
And then it was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 months later that you put out the call for somebody to help out with the podcast and social media stuff. And I was like, I want to do it. Pick me.
And that's really because I still run into people and they're like, why'd you pick Scott? No, they don't say it like that. They said, well, how did you meet Scott? You know, and I can remember early on, like, I don't remember ever meeting him, you know. But I said, I had all these people who wrote, you know, some people didn't know anything. Some people made huge promises. Some people, you know, they wanted to charge me more than I made, you know. And I said, Scott was like Charlie Brown Christmas tree. He said his just was sincere. It was just kind of like, it was kind of like pick me.
Yeah.
But it was like, pick me because I want it more than anybody else.
I remember at least part of what I said.
I like should find it. I probably have it somewhere.
I'm sure I've got it somewhere in my vault of stuff I never delete on my computer here.
I don't either.
But I said, well, and this is still true. Like, you won't find anybody who believes more in your message of, you know, being a good family man than I do. Like, this is, I believe in this wholeheartedly. And to prove it, I said I would be happy to volunteer for at least the first month to just let you see how we'll work together. And and I think that was the selling point for Debbie. Like, he's free. Let's take
volunteer.
Him.
yeah. Well, I just, again, you know, because there's that little bit of trepidation when you start anything, because I've done that. You know, I've had other guys say, Todd, I'll tell you what I can do. I can get you from 0 to 1 million views overnight. Yes. And they, you know, they make these big promises and they tell you how easy it is. And then you invest some money and it doesn't even work out at all. They act like they've never even looked at what you're talking about. So, you know, there's that little bit of trepidation. So, Scott, are you going to let us listen to maybe like that first show?
Sure.
Okay. Let's hear it. Hey, Scott, while I've got you here, this is our first show ever to do together. And this is kind of like a little test run. We're going to see how it goes. And I think it's going to go good. But maybe you can tell the dads about yourself. Scott Morin, he lives down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Tell us about your family. Maybe how long you've been married. How many children you have. Any other pertinent information?
Alrighty, yeah. I've been married 18 years to my wonderful wife, Jen, Jennifer, and we have four wonderful kids that range in age from 2 to 13. So we're right in the middle of potty training the youngest and trying to keep the oldest from having a potty kind of attitude with us. So it's a good time, though. We love them. There's girls on the ends and two boys in the middle, and the boys keep everything lively. So it's a great family, and we just, doing life together. I love to play guitar, and I'm a big fan of old rockabilly and swing music.
Well, Scott, a lot has changed since that early show. You know, you sound a little like, you do sound a lot less lower key.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
But look where we've blossomed and bloomed into. And really,
you had that very soothing music at the beginning too. I
did.
That.
And it was, and there were other people who asked for that, and then, I don't know how many years ago we've been using Drew Geertz, but, Drew, I was at a church in Southern Indiana speaking there, and they said, "Oh, we've got a special song by this guy," and they sang it. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that's what I believe in. That's my song. And I don't know how much, within the year maybe, they re-recorded it again. And they did it, kind of professionally. And it's been, he said, "You can use it as long as you want." So, and it has been a great, great, great addition. I don't ever foresee changing that, but it's been a great song. But that early song was like one of those royalty-free songs that I hear every once in a while, even still today, somebody else uses it. And at one point when we left it, people were like, "Oh, you should go back to that. I just really miss that." But I don't miss that. Da-da-da-da. So, well, we've covered a lot of territory in 400 episodes.
Hey, I found the initial emails we sent back and forth.
Oh, yeah? So what did you... Let's just hear your first one.
I was very professional about this. I'm impressed with myself. Okay. It's funny because it doesn't
sir.
It doesn't sound anything like what I say now.
Okay.
So I won't read the whole thing, but I said, "Todd, I have been greatly encouraged by your books, newsletters, and podcasts. We met briefly at the Cincinnati Homeschool Convention earlier this year," and then in parentheses, "see the photographic evidence here." Apparently, I put a link in there to that. If you recall, I emailed you on April 23rd about that very idea. As I stated then, and then I quoted here, "I'd love to talk to you about what you're doing. You mentioned when we met that the podcast is hard to be consistent with, and social media hasn't really been an emphasis for Family Man Ministries." Not that it really is now either, but I'm just kidding.
No.
I said, "I listened to several of your podcasts last night, and I'd like to encourage you to keep making the effort. Your content is desperately needed, and your engaging personality really comes through."
Maybe that's what sold me.
Well, and then there was a couple paragraphs down. I said, "In short, why am I right for this job? Because you simply won't find anyone more passionate about Family Man Ministries with the perfect blend of ministry, writing, and technical experience."
And that was the selling point for me. I mean, that's what I wanted. Someone who wanted to be on the team. And really, and Scott and I, we do this every Wednesday morning around 9 o'clock, and usually within the minute. And, I think we both believe in what we're doing. I was talking to someone, who was I talking to just recently? Someone in the last couple of weeks. And they were just saying they love the show and they love Scott Moore because he's just a real guy. And really, that's what I want. I didn't, because, we all kind of grew up on, or not grew up on, Christian radio, where you listen to some guy and he's telling you how to do something, or he has a guest who tells you how to do something. And it doesn't always feel very... not applicable. It doesn't feel like you can identify with that person. They're talking about having a vision for your family, and you're thinking, "Vision for my family? I can't even barely show up. I don't even know how to do this." I mean, like just recently, I got an email from a dad who said, "I didn't have a dad. I don't know how to be a dad. And my wife doesn't think I'm a very good dad. So what do I do?" And, you know, and I basically said, join the club. You know, this is hard, but don't give up. And I talk some more. And we may talk about that on a show coming up. But in fact, I was talking to a guy, someone interviewed me for a podcast just last week. And he was one of those guys who, you know, hey, Todd, you got 4 points of, you know, and he kind of talked like that and motivator type guy. And he was just talking about, he'd ask things like, well, what do you tell a dad who, and I was just real. And I could tell at the end that, so that was the end of the show. And we stay, you stay on a few minutes and he talked and he said, you know, Todd, he goes, you're so right. He goes, this is really a hard thing to do is be a dad. He said, I was at a wedding this past week. He said, I was performing the wedding for a guy I'd been counseling with for a long time. He had a dysfunctional family. The family didn't show up. So I walked him down and walked the girl down or something like that. And he said, afterwards, I was with my family taking a picture and I was feeling so full of dad joy, you know, like, we've got a great family compared to all these wretches, he said. You know, and he didn't say it quite like that, but that's right. What he felt. And he said, I just felt like, man, I've got a maid. This is so easy. Or he goes, and then I left and he goes, I get a call a little while later that my son who's there, he gets drunk, starts a fight. And, you know, it's ugly and terrible and embarrassing. And really, that's what being a dad's all about, you know. It's those embarrassing, unexpected times where God humbles us and says, hey, you think you got control of this? You don't. And that's why we sign up every day. So that's what I wanted the show to be like. And I think, Scott, you helped make it that, you know, just because you're a normal guy.
I just know that I need it every week. Because I, you know, that's what I love about it is just being able to listen to you every week and join in the conversation. Because I remember towards the beginning, there were a few times where I was like, hey, let's do an episode about, like, you know, the 3 points of being a great dad or something like that, you know. And you're like, yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. That's not really what we're doing. And I remember we've had guests on over the years at times where, especially younger dads who are like, you know, have a couple of small kids or something. And they'll say, well, they'll be telling a story and say, well, I kind of raised my voice a little there. And you're like, yeah, we call that yelling in our house.
That's right.
I think I had that moment first on this show where I was denying that I do anything like that, you know, and you're like, yeah, we call that yelling in our house. I'm like, we're allowed to say that? Really?
And I don't know about you, Scott, but I mean, if you didn't have this, you know, and I hope the rest of you guys feel this way, you know, that if you didn't have this, you know, it might be easier to drift away a little bit, you know, from family or from what really, really matters. Cause that's really all I want. I have never wanted to create a show that is award-winning or that it is slick. I just want it to feel like we're sitting around a table reminding each other of that, you know, during that week for a week's worth of time, you know, where the good stuff is. And because I think it's just so easy. I mean, we talk about it all the time and I still drift away, you know, and I need to come back to this.
Well, there are moments when, I mean, yeah, I'm starting to get all emotional just thinking about it. Cause there are moments where, and I've said this before, where I hear your voice in my head, like the Holy Spirit or something. And it's like, right. there have been moments, even literally this week, there was a moment where I'm like, I was not feeling it, man, with my family. I was ready to just be like, forget it.
I'm done.
Done with all y'all.
And can you do the 400th episode with Todd?
and then it's like, I just hear your voice in my head and I'm like, oh, you know what it was? This might've been an addition to that, but my daughter, so her fiance was over and we were playing this game. Well, I say they were playing a game. Or getting ready to start a game because they like to play games and I don't. So I usually go play guitar.
Another reason I like Scott.
Yeah. and they were wanting another person to play and they wanted me to play. And I was just kind of hesitating like, oh, really? And Abby just goes, hey, you to dad.
Oh, man, I hate that phrase.
So, but it worked and we had a great time.
Yeah. It does work. I mean, my kids use it on me. And I fight it and I'm like, you're right. Yeah.
So,
well, how about since we're reminiscing here, do you have a favorite episode or a moment or a couple of them or guests?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me as a music guy, having Russ Lee from New Song on was really fun, especially, and I don't know if he's still listening, but I got to thank him one more time for apologizing for the saddest song in all of humanity, the Christmas Shoes song. He's right, like, look, right. Man, if that didn't pay the bills, I wouldn't play it again.
It is a sad song.
Oh my gosh, you're awesome. That gave me lifetime respect for him. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was, I think he still does listen, or he checks in every once in a while. So
very cool. And I got to say, I loved the interview with the Gavel Goat lady. That was just a blast. And all the Christmas episodes. I mean, every year Christmas is like the thing for us. So those are my favorites, really.
I thought it was fun when we interviewed, and I should have his name, but I don't. The guy who was on the plane that went into the Chesapeake Bay or whatever it was, Hudson.
Mike Coleman'sberger.
I just thought that was cool, you know, that to talk to somebody who was there and his perspective. But I've enjoyed lots. I think I enjoy every time we have someone on here.
I tell you, I re-listened to at least a chunk of the episode with Steve Howe, who is...
Wow, that was real too.
Yeah, he's a buddy of ours that I met at the first Family Man rally, and Steve and I just kind of connected, and you know, I haven't really talked to him a whole lot. You know, I mean, we've emailed or whatever a couple of times, but but man, when he was on and talking about, well, you could probably share it, brother, than I could, but talking about his son and that he lost, and man, it was just powerful, and that just, wow, I don't know, that was a great moment, and it was
it was real.
Seems weird to say it was a great moment. It was just
it was powerful. And there were a lot of those powerful stories. Michael Costo, our friend down in Florida, he shared, you know, his story of having a vasectomy and how it hurt his wife and undoing that, you know, a few years later, and just the struggle of that, not being able to have another, and you know, wondering what if, and I just think I'll always remember those conversations. And I think, you know, what brings me the most, or what strikes me the most, is that they're just normal guys. I mean, we've talked to Coach Rick, you know, we talked about how to encourage kids, and Kevin Fitro about, you know, how to be a dad in a workplace, and trying to climb the ladder and be a dad at the same time, and how that's a struggle. And Dan Plord, when we talked about, you know, how to be a blended family, or how to love a son that wasn't your own. And I just love stories. I know even the time when we talked to dads who had unique jobs, remember we talked to Tui Wilson, who was a professional juggler, and Jeremy Nunes, who's a comedian. I almost said magician, but he's not a magician; he's a comedian. And actually left one of the comments. And I just think it's an amazing thing when you, all these guys, different backgrounds, different abilities, and yet we're all on the same dad team.
Well, and I listened to these episodes, and even after we had done recording some weeks, I'm like, why does anybody listen to this show? Because I feel like I just rambled about stupid stuff. But actually I feel that way sometimes in the middle of it. But then by the end of it, like, you pull it around to talk about what this is really about. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's why we're doing this. And this is what our lives are like. And I think there are plenty of guys who just don't get it, who've maybe listened to the show and then once or something, and then I'm like, yeah, he's like the you to dad guy or whatever. I'm like, you really don't get it, do you? Because this is real life, man. We yell at our kids, we screw up, but we keep going, and that's
true. Never stop. Hey, too, Scott, which we've mentioned before, but as we bring up some of these episodes, the guys are probably like, oh, I should go back and listen to that one. You can't because, as we mentioned, we have removed all the past episodes because we had a little issue, but we do have them. So we're going to maybe bring some of those out. Maybe that should be our motivation. We'll bring out some of the better ones so you can re-listen to them in the coming months. So don't go looking for them because you won't find them. But if you've got an idea for a show, I'd love to hear it, or you can contact Scott. Or if you just like, you know, you have an interesting story, I'd love to have you on. You know, you don't have to have swum the English Channel or, you know, had a dozen kids and single-handedly, whatever. You don't have to do anything special. You just have to be a normal dad who's okay with talking to others. But you can contact me at familyman@familymanweb.com. We'd love to have you on the show because we're planning to do this for at least another 1,000 shows, I would think. I hope you are encouraged in the dad department and the husband department because, man, we have never been needed more. And it is thankless. It's not easy. It's never easy. I wish it was. When I first got on, I just feel like, you know, molasses in winter right now. It's just our kids have been sick. We've been sick. Ben was sick. And, you know, two of our kids have had COVID tests negative, they say. But it's just like it's a little hard to shake this thing. It's not anything bad, you know, it's just like aches and headaches. But I have to be the dad even in that. And that's sometimes hard to do. But it's encouraging to me knowing that you're doing the same thing. You're facing the same thing. Well, hey, have a great week, Dad. Again, maybe it's still feeling a little bit like summer. If you can, you know, still get a little bit of summer fun in, do that. Or maybe start buttoning up the house. This is a great time just to do family projects. You know, it's feeling a little fallishy, even though it's humid out there right now. But maybe a campfire this weekend. And I know that if you're like me, sometimes campfires sound like a pain, and finding the sticks and, you know, and getting marshmallow goo all over the place. But your kids remember those moments forever and ever. And it's part of being a family. And you have to do it because you to dad.
Hi, Todd, Steve from Battleground, and just want to say thank you for the years of weekly emails of encouragement. Usually pretty timely with whatever message you have to put out. Usually come after I've messed something up with my wife or my children, and you just give me that encouragement to go make things right and to keep on keeping on being the dad. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Todd. I remember the first time I heard you, my wife had come back from a homeschool convention and told me about you and signed me up for your newsletter. Been listening to you and Scott ever since. Every Friday, I mow my lawn. I'm in Florida, so we have a lot of mowing to do. Always put you guys in my ears. You're always a source of encouragement. Just want to thank you for all your support, all your encouragement, all your failures too. Really helps us relate to you, and you're such a great guy. Both of you guys are doing a great job with this ministry. Continue with what you're doing. May God continue to bless you guys. God bless.
Hey, Todd. My name is June, and I'm sending congratulations on your 400th episode. From California, I've been following you and listening to you ever since you spoke at GF California a few years back. And love your show. And this dad has been challenged and encouraged and just comforted to know that there are other dads like me out there. that are all fighting for our families. So yeah, keep doing what you're doing. God bless your ministry, and congratulations once again.
Hey, Todd and Scott, it is your old friend, comedian Jeremy Nunes. Wanted to congratulate you guys on your success and just thank you for all the encouragement over the years. Todd, if you remember, I first met you. We were both at a men's group event right outside of St. Louis. And I remember thinking, oh, this guy's going to tell me how I have to raise my kids. I probably won't even stay and listen. But I did. And little did I know that not long after that, you had just softened my heart with those words that you spoke that night, and end up joining your email list and listening to your podcast. And I am forever grateful for what the two of you both do to help all of us dads nationwide to remember that we are blessed even when it feels like we aren't. And with that, there's moments where we want to take the dodgeball we're playing with our kid and nail him in the head with it. And then a voice tells me, Jeremy, Todd, and Scott would not be good with that. And so I don't. And so I thank you guys. I wish you the best. Who's with me?
And I'm looking at your little Google picture, and you look like a Baptist deacon in your Google picture.
That's my, my wife did that. My wife put that picture up there.
Is that it? And then you go to the new song, and you look like you're wearing skinny jeans. So which one are you?
Well, when you're my size, all jeans are skinny jeans. They're just, that's it.
Is it a lot of work? Yes. Are you going to fail? Yes. Is she going to tell you to leave? Yes. But when she tells you to leave, what she really wants you to do is to stay. When she says, I don't want you near me, what she wants is you to come towards her. Now, that may not be throwing your arms around her and holding her. You know, she just doesn't want you to give up. You know, there's a song by Sanctus Real, and we got to kind of draw it to a close. I think I can hear the music in the background. We need to draw it to a close. But there's a song by Sanctus Real that says, lead me. And what it says is that, you know, I want you to lead me. I want you to fight for me. I want you to never let me go. And sometimes we as dads, we get tired of that. I know exactly what you're feeling and what you're thinking. I get tired of it, but we don't have the option of quitting. And like I just read, or like I just quoted, there's a reward on the other side. Dad, don't stop. You're going to get it, but you got to keep going. It's all on the other side of the hard part. Unfortunately, the hard part is there. But as we've talked in the past, the hard part validates that you're doing something good. So, Dad, not just this dad who wrote, but to all you dads, you know, have a great Labor Day this weekend. You know, if you've been grumpy, this would be a great weekend not to be grumpy, to work on being happy. Set aside all your agendas. Maybe ask forgiveness. Go to those, your wife, you know, that you failed, and go back again and say, honey, I know I still haven't resolved this. What do I need to do to make it right? And have a great time playing in the water. Go get, stop the ice cream truck and get one of those big old expensive Smurf ice cream bars. Have a great time with your family. They need you as much as you need them, because you to dad.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. Please leave a review on iTunes and connect with The Family Man online at familymanweb.com, on Twitter at youtodad, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. Join us next week for another episode of The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. I'm Scott Moore. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
And if anyone's counting for real, this, you know, technically might not actually be the 400th episode, because, you know, if you count reruns and stuff like that, and, you know, I don't know. But by my count, it's 400.
What? So now you bring it up.
That's all right.
It the illusion the was broken.
Wow, I didn't realize that was going to hit you so hard.
Well, like, that's like it, saying to done. Your, hey, we're going to have your birthday celebration. It's coming up in a week. Don't. Well, it's not really any time. We could do it any time. It's really not 400. It could be 380, you know, for all we know.
All right, I'm going to put this on the end, like
wow,
the edit, the outtakes. So just pretend we didn't.
Why don't we
that.
Just, you know, I say next week we do our 500th episode. You know, why don't we just hit the big ones and then we'll forget and then we'll just come and fill in when we have time.
All right.
Ah,
where were we? We were having a very
emotional
moment.
I don't know.
Moment.
We're done now. Well, who cares?
Stop it.
Well, thanks for joining us, Dad, on this maybe 400th, maybe it was the 390th. We don't know anymore. But we do know this, that I'm glad you're on the team. I thank you for listening and that you take a half hour each week to waste it on something like this. So, Dad, let's just put this to bed. Episode number 400. We'll start on episode number 401 or something next week. Oh, Scott, you've crushed my episode.
I did not mean to do that. I thought that was just going to be a funny little side note.
So,